This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Vaccines are rolling out, some businesses are reopening, and the COVID death rate nationally is declining, but tens of thousands of people are still testing positive for the coronavirus every day, with some new hotspots for infections emerging. And CDC data show Latinx people are disproportionately affected. In one hospital in Colorado's Weld County, Latinx people have made up over half of the COVID hospitalizations. KUNC's Adam Reyes reports this is bound up in the impossible choice many face between economic security and family health.
For a while, Talk During Dinner in Erica Cardenas's home focused on trying to understand how she and her seven relatives all got mild cases of COVID-19 in December.
I guess since everybody was working and everything, we can figure it out.
No hospitalizations, just coughing and fatigue mostly. She and the other adults work in retail, farmers markets, oil fields, and local meatpacking plants. Census data shows 70% of Latinx people in Weld County work in essential jobs. Many also live with multiple roommates or relatives. Dr. Michelle Barron leads infection prevention for UC Health Hospitals.
It's like check, every risk that you could potentially have, these groups generally did.
According to state health data, a Weld County JBS meatpacking plant has had nearly 400 infections since the pandemic began and six deaths. Many plant workers are Latinx. Cardenas' mom and aunt both work there. JBS executive Tim Shellpepper says the meatpacking giant protects workers with face shields, staggered shifts, partitions.
I believe that our interventions are effective.
The U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration fined the JBS plant in Greeley about $15,000 for failing to protect employees from exposure to COVID-19. The company has appealed that. More than 2,000 JBS workers in Colorado got the first of two vaccination shots in early March. Dr. Mark Wallace led Weld County's health department until retiring in May. He says preventing disproportionate infections in communities of color requires systemic change.
If you can't earn a living, if you don't have safe housing, if you don't have access to food, if you don't have transportation, you're going to never have equitable health outcomes.
Looking back, Cardenas isn't sure her family could have avoided the virus. She worries about her community.
You never know how much people you were exposed to and how much people you infected.
Colorado Public Health orders limited business operations to reduce COVID spread, but Weld County officials said they would not enforce those orders, encouraging individual responsibility instead. In Greeley, I'm Adam Reyes for Marketplace.